Welcome back to another edition of the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5. We are Coleman's Independent Radio. So we have Obey. She's back in town with her guitar. She's ready to string up some songs here shortly. But as we get started, we're going to say a quick prayer before the show begins. Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you in prayer through your Son, Jesus. And Father, we just give you the praise that you deserve, Father. Father, we love you. We thank you for your forgiveness. Most importantly, we thank you for Jesus Christ and his sacrifice on that cross for us. Father, we praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen and amen. So look, we're just all hanging out for a few minutes, and we're going to talk about Big D's concert. It's going to be April 21st, starting at 3 p.m. at Camp Liberty in Battleground, Alabama, with Nashville recording artist Wes Brown as the headliner. I don't have all the details complete yet, but we are going to have about eight, maybe, acts. So, that's going to be a lot of music.
Yeah,
I mean, lots of music. So, we've got solo acts, we have bands, and there's still one or two bands probably that I'm still going to hook up with and get them in there. Ben Mosley and the Contraband, big band out of Birmingham, and they just stay busy all the time. So they are going to grace us at the Jam Fest 2018. Bay is going to be playing and strumming her guitar along with Jesse Priest, Mark Ryan, Christopher Greer, and the others are surprises. But Wes Brown, he is, he's ready to come on. I mean, he's just, we've seen his videos that he's recently produced, going to Nashville and moving to Nashville here pretty soon. So, wow, Wes Brown came in this studio 1 year ago. And, it was crazy because he was running late, okay?
Yeah.
And I'm like, where is this bandit at, you know? So he gets lost here in Coleman somehow. He's on a Harley Davidson with a beat up guitar strapped to his back on a Harley. So he finally came up about 10 minutes late, and when I seen Wes, I'm like, here we go. I got a biker dude with a guitar. This can't be good. I interviewed him. He hit that first note, and oh my God, I'm like, this guy is a superstar. I mean, really. And that was it. I mean, he was here in the studio several times after that. We had Battle of the Bands for Live 95.5 at the Coleman County Fairgrounds last April, and he just went in and he won. And we had a lot of talent at Battle of the Bands last year. I can't remember who all was there. Shame on me. But we had Bama Country there. And several of the local bands. Granted, they were all good, but holy smoke. When Wes got up there, it was just unbelievable.
Where's he originally from? He's from Walker County.
Yeah, he's from Walker County, and then he's been living around Anniston, Jacksonville area, I guess, for the last two or three years. And so, playing Mexican restaurants. That was his thing every weekend.
Cool.
Mexican. But, you know, in his early days, he was on the beach, and he was playing everywhere down on the beach in Atmore, and he had a huge following down there. And, you know, we all have our lucky breaks. Well, he got his January 1st, so he's got some guys with him, investors, and they're putting all kind of money in him because they know the talent that he's got. So we are just thrilled about how successful he's being right now. And there's no doubt you're going to see him go big time. It's just a matter of time. So I was able to talk to him last Sunday night, I think. We talked for a few minutes on the phone, and he was just tickled to death. And you know what one of his first questions was to me?
What?
Hey, am I going to be the last act of the headliner in that concert? Well, of course you are, Wes.
Oh, my gosh. That's funny.
It is funny. So, look, we're Camp Liberty is right on 157 Highway. There's a huge American flag there. It's 76 acres of land. So we have an amphitheater out there, and that's where we're going to have Jam Fest 2018. What I wanted to do, Bay, is basically have a place for Coleman folks to come out and enjoy music, because there's no place in Coleman to do it.
No, there's not. I mean, like, I've been talking about, like, wanting to get out and play and stuff, but
it's just, they don't really have it.
They don't. I mean, there's two or three restaurants here that you might can get 20 people in or 30 people in, and they'll have somebody in the corner. And, I mean, I hate to go anywhere and see a band jammed in a 4-foot corner trying to play.
Oh, I know.
I mean, it's just crazy. So, yeah. There is so much room at Camp Liberty. It's unbelievable. So, it's just going to be so much fun. Yes, and you can bring your cooler of Cokes if you want to, and or Gatorade, whatever's in your cooler. So look, and I'm making it really cheap for everybody to come in. $10, and that's it. $10, and you're gonna all day and all night. You're gonna listen to some crazy talent at Camp Liberty. I'm also gonna have 50 VIP tickets, $50. And you're going to get front row seating, and you get to meet Bay personally and have your picture taken with her. You can have her autograph along with Wes Brown, Ben Mosley and the Contraband, and everybody else. So hopefully next week I will have the complete lineup, and I'll tell everybody when everyone will be playing. And it's just going to be a good time.
Oh, yeah.
And I hope tons of people show up.
Yeah, I know. Me too.
I mean, it's... You know, for us to do something like this, it would really disappoint me if a lot of people don't show up.
Yeah.
Because I'm giving you the avenue right now to come out and enjoy live music. And if it goes well, I may do 2, 3, 4 concerts a year. So,
yeah.
And it, you know,
it,
and
it,
it's not about me making money at all. And if I just break even, I'll be thanking God in a prayer. Just let me break even. But money, is that's not it. It's just about...
Yeah.
Letting you shine your talent and show everybody, and let everybody else do it too, because nobody is able to see you in such a huge venue like that.
No.
So is this your first concert that you're going to do?
Actually, the day before, I didn't know.
Oh, here we go. Somebody's beat me to a draw. Dang it.
Columbia and Alabama, I'm going to be singing with Willie Trawick. He's letting me open up for about an hour, maybe 45 minutes, and putting out a tip jar and stuff at one of his first, you know, big concerts for
awesome.
Some of his stuff. But I didn't know it was the day before, so back to back, but it'll be great.
That will be good.
And Scott Edmondson said, if it goes bad, you're going to have to pawn your Rolex.
I am not pawning my Rolex. I will just suck it up and be done with it.
On that note, this little D in the house, I want to take over just a minute. I'm an ad agent for What's Happening in Coleman. Big D, as you well know, is the creator of What's Happening in Coleman. And I'm multitasking in the studio tonight, so I'm going to be on the mic just a minute. If you're a local business owner that wants to sponsor this Jam Fest 2018, you can give me a call at 256-531-5843. Or you can give Big D a call at 256-736-3888. So, and while we'll accept any type of monetary donation, I'm probably going to fly a banner on the stage.
We will take EBT cards, too. I'm joking.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to hurt
Hey,
you.
Look, I'm hungry.
We just ate.
I'm just joking.
Oh, Lord, help us. I'm sorry. I'm
EBT
cards.
Look, somebody's going to show up with an EBT card. Say, can I get in?
And you better let them in. I have a card.
Yeah, you better.
I have a card machine.
You got a card reader we can slap at EBT? Is that how they do EBTs? Do they slide them or something?
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's like
know.
A credit card. Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Absolutely.
That's
good. And some people, hush, now you just opened this can of worms. So some people get their government checks on their EBT card. So if they want to pay with their EBT card, let me tell you, we are accepting a debit card at Camp Liberty as of today.
What are you talking about? Welfare checks?
Gerald, you know absolutely nothing.
What is a government? Mandy, what's a government check? Is that a welfare check?
No.
Look, she's agreeing with me.
About, like, whatever.
What do you mean, whatever?
Well,
what other kind of government?
Okay, so if you're married and your wife is still living, she gets widow's pay. So widow's pay comes on
crack,
an Alabama
card.
Listen, you just wait. Melvin,
then they can have $10 and they can come hear me
sing. Yeah, they can have $10. And
I'll even give you a free water.
Somebody, please call the radio station 256-737-9505.
That's like 18 cents out of my pocket, okay, for a bottle of water. If I'm giving them a discount to get in with
You're
their EBT card.
Discount. We're doing $10 general admission. Bring your own bottle. Hello? Pack your cooler. Let's go.
Your bottle of water.
Your bottled water.
because we will have the popo there.
The popo will be there, and some big, big guy security.
Big old yeah. We got big security guys.
Can't wait.
Popo, can you see the popo arresting somebody with her EBT card? I mean, seriously, they will confiscate their EBT card.
Becky, call the radio station.
And they will not be able to go to the Dollar General the next day and get some rice or something. Because you caused all this, talking about EBT cards and government checks. Scott's having a sleep study. From real estate to having a sleep study. I bet he snores like a bear, by the way. Ask him. Ask him if he's right now. Hey, Scott, I bet you snore, don't you? I bet your wife kicks you out of the bed every night, doesn't she?
Oh, my word.
Look, we're just having fun with you. Jeez. Bay, what's on your mind? We got to kill another minute or two.
I'm just excited. And I'm also going to be at Cat Daddy's tomorrow night. Yeah.
I was about to say Big Cat for some reason. It's Cat Daddy's.
It's at Bremen.
Yeah. Cat Daddy's Barbecue. Yeah. Free plug, by the way. In Bremen, what time you start playing?
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock until midnight?
No.
So the studio owner eats there all the time.
Yep. Who, Jay does?
I see him checking there all the time.
Yes, I've seen that the other night.
I have never seen Cat Daddy's Barbecue. I've yet to.
Well, then you live under a rock. Seriously. It's a pretty good barbecue place.
I've never ate there. I've drove past there.
It's pretty good.
You're going to play there and you never ate there?
I guess I could try the food while I'm there as long as they let me play. Yeah.
Are you going to have like a wheelbarrow for a tip jar? No, she will not either. I think that would be a killer idea. Instead of bringing a tip jar, you bring a wheelbarrow out there and put the word tip on the front of it. And everybody, those are.
Yeah, but I'll let somebody come throw some trash in there. So I'm like, that's not what that's for, man.
Yeah.
It's big. It holds a lot of money.
I know, tip on it, then they may pick it up and try to tip it over.
Where'd you go to school at? What's the point?
I'm highly intelligent, you know.
Good hope. I know, you went to both of them. That's why I said that.
I know.
I love West Point High School, by the way.
I know you
do. They let me do all their proms and stuff like that. Bunch of cool folk out there. Alright, Cat Daddy's Barbecue tomorrow night. Oh my god, somebody's calling.
Somebody's
fixing to bash me about an EBT card. Look, I'm sorry. I was just joking. Hang up the phone. I'm fixing to get trashed, probably. Here we go. So anyway, Cat Daddy's Barbecue is on County Road 222 and Highway 69. Is that right?
It is. Yes, absolutely. Okay. Bremen, Alabama. Mm-hmm.
So now, is that like going past Dodge City?
You're going to Dodge City, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Turn right, go past Cold Spring High School.
What? Cold Springs High? You got to go that far out?
69, like you're going to Jasper.
You have a caller.
Bremen is there.
Oh, my God. I'm fixing to get bashed. Caller, go ahead. You're welcome on the Big D Radio Show.
That singer. And your wheelbarrow?
And the wheelbarrow.
Well,
it's a great idea, isn't it?
Can I check her with my EBT card?
You know what? I don't think I have a problem with that. Bring that card, and we're going to throw some money in that wheelbarrow.
Go ahead.
See, this lady right here, she's on my side, so she knows.
Funny.
And look, you keep it up, and you can come back, and you could be a host on the Big D Radio Show.
You guys are just crazy. Have fun.
See ya.
I do want to go see her. She's a Cat Daddy.
Cat Daddy's Barbecue tomorrow night, starting at 6 o'clock. Bring you a little cooler and bring some money.
That hard to find. I went on a voyage last weekend to go find it, and I did not fall in the lake, so it's not that hard to find.
To Bremen. I think I'm gonna go. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, very much.
Thank you.
That was Sandy Seibert from Path Changers Radio Show, right here on Live 95.5. You know, Sandy owned Roadhouse Barbecue in Dodge City for many years, and I don't know why she got out of the business for. I guess she got tired of smelling barbecue. Seriously, don't you think you'd get tired of smelling barbecue after a while?
I can imagine. Yeah.
I would. I'm thinking after like the first week, I'm like, I'm going out of business. I'm tired of smelling barbecue. And everybody bring their EBT cards and want a barbecue sandwich. See what you started, Danielle? All right. Wow, the room got silent when I said that. Look, I'm just joking. Holy cow. It's my radio show. I can say what I want. I can do what
rank.
I want.
I'm pulling rank.
You have no rank. That's the problem. Okay. Anyway, how long do you say you're playing? Six to nine, probably?
Yeah, probably.
Six to nine?
That, yeah.
Unless you get a lot of tips. Yeah. So, look, I mean, several times, thank goodness, when I've DJed weddings mainly, I'm done DJing the wedding. Now, granted, you got to remember that, you know, with the big church weddings or the big weddings that I DJ, everybody consumes alcohol at the reception.
Right,
so
yeah.
I'm done playing at 10 o'clock, and people start throwing money at me. You're going to play two more hours. Well, hey, you throw enough money up here, and I'm playing two more hours. And sure enough, they always they will throw plenty of money at me. And I'm like, hey, guys, we're staying two more hours. Actually, we done one 3 months ago, I think. And, yeah, they played two more hours. And the interesting thing about that, the lady who got married, her ex-husband is one of the main characters on the TV reality show called The Moonshiners.
Really?
So,
that's
yeah,
crazy.
That was pretty cool, wasn't it?
That show.
I have never watched it, never seen it, but when she said it, I'm like, yeah, that's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
My ex-husband's a reality star. What?
Oh, she made the announcement for Letters from Home, February 14th.
Letters from Home, February 14th, Camp Liberty. We're going to have all kinds of entertainment. We're going to have food there. Joe Lands is the owner and director of Camp Liberty in Battleground. And it's just, I mean, you need to come out, buy you some tickets, and have a great dinner, great entertainment. I think Cosmic Sound may be playing some music in between the sets of the major entertainment that's going to be there that night. And it's going to be fun. Like $75, I think, for a pair of tickets. And that is a great price for the entertainment and food. So I think they're actually going to have the dinner inside of the wedding chapel, by the way. So that's going to be cool. So you can eat some food. If you have adult beverages, you might even get married. You know, Joe Lands can marry somebody. So there you go.
Yeah, they'll be right there.
It's almost like being in Vegas. You get drunk and you get married, and the next day you get it annulled. Can you get a marriage annulled the next day? Is that how that works? Have you ever done it?
No. I
have not ever done it.
I've never done it.
Think about it. How many people in Vegas has done that?
No
got drunk,
you
got married.
Get annulled.
I need to ask Melvin what involves an annulment. You just take your marriage license and rip it up and it's done?
No, you have to file legal papers and pay.
Oh my God. The government getting more of your money. I bet an annulment probably run you $1,000. Didn't Britney Spears do that one time?
Oh, I have no clue. There's no
telling. Yeah, she got married. She got drunk, got married one night in Vegas, and I think she got it annulled like a week later. Yeah, we talk about some crazy stuff on here.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I guess we'll go to break. Robert Clairday, he's going to be running for the sheriff of Morgan County. So, Bay, if you ever drive through there, you tell him. Tell the cops. I know Robert.
Okay.
You know what they say? That'll be two tickets for you then. We're just joking. Coming up, Robert Clairday. And then Bay's going to be coming back, and she's going to be playing some Stones for us. Are you doing Rolling Stones tonight, by the way?
I am.
Good God, she got brownie points with me. I love the Stones. You're listening to the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5. We are Coleman's Independent Radio.
I want it painted black. No colors anymore. I want them to turn black.
We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Coleman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Coleman area and most Coleman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net. You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com. Attention, Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill. Woo-hoo! Hey, we're not kidding. Seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today. Or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's independent radio. Broadcasting from a transmitter as powerful as a hairdryer. Hey, we got it on high. This is Live 95, Coleman's independent radio, WRJMLP, Coleman.
Welcome back to the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5 with me, Robert Clairday, and he's running for the Sheriff of Morgan County. Welcome to the Big D Radio Show.
Thank you for having me.
So look, do you think this is going to be a tough job running for sheriff?
It's probably going to be the toughest thing I've ever done.
I bet it is.
We have some very good opponents running and worthy candidates, and hopefully the best man wins.
So how many others are running for the sheriff's office?
As of right now, I think there's six.
Six?
Six on the Republican ticket.
Lord.
Everybody wants to be sheriff of Morgan County, by the way. So what kind of experience are you bringing to the table?
I'm bringing 38 years of working for the State Department of Corrections. I started in 1981 in Angola, Louisiana, working out there and driving an ambulance for the prison system. And in 1983, started at St. Clair Prison here in Alabama. I've been part of running work release programs, running the chain gang. When the chain gang started opening, and when Fob James started it, I was a part of initiating it. And I've helped run work squads and management of work programs. And also, I have an experience in running my own business. I have had 39 years of running Clairday's Karate Studios, and I've taught over 17,000 kids karate.
Wow, that's amazing. So, you know, look, there's nothing that makes me more proud if I'm going up 31 Highway and I see some inmates out there cleaning the roads. Okay? That fires me up. You know why? Because I don't want anybody sitting in that jail cell not doing nothing. That's just me.
Absolutely. If you've been up and down the interstates years ago, you've seen a bus out there with a trailer behind it, that was me.
That's awesome. But look, there's plenty of trash on the roads, unfortunately, because people are idiots like that, and they throw crap out their windows. Man, that just makes me mad, by the way. But, I'm all about it. And I think they should be out there serving the public in some kind of way. And to me, that's an incredible way to do it.
And I think we need to have more programs like that through the Sheriff's Department and the And I would, if I get in, I'm going to look about trying to initiate some more programs and hopefully get more of the public involved in it, and let's clean some of these streets up and clean some of the drugs up.
Exactly. Drugs is a huge problem that you can work on 7 days a week. It's just incredible. I mean, to me, just to see it, I think it's even more on the rise over the last few years than it has been in the last 10 years. You know, but granted, Robert, I mean, we are in the age of Facebook and technology, and you get to see lots more of what's happening in the world. And but you can just, I mean, at any moment on Facebook or any other media outlet, the rise of drugs right now.
Absolutely. I was at work the other day, and we had six spice and synthetic drug, I want to call it overdose, but none of them died, but we had six of them pass out on us, and we had to take care of them because that's how bad drugs are in our system and in our population.
That's crazy. So now you brought with you Decatur attorney Milton Yarbrough, and he's your campaign manager.
He's my campaign manager, and also he's one of my fifth-degree black belts that runs a karate school in Athens, Alabama.
Is that right? Look, I ain't saying nothing smart to you, okay? I'm not going to get whipped by no fifth belt. So tell me, is it exciting to be a campaign manager and to go out in the public and kind of educate them on what Robert wants to do?
Well, yes, it is. I guess he cares. And I think this is a great opportunity to end the cycles of corruption that we're seeing at the sheriff's office in Multnomah County. You had Bartley, you now have Ann Franklin. She's under investigation. We need some fresh air. We need some sunlight. And I think Robert Clardy is going to bring that.
That's awesome.
I have a problem with the bullying in the school systems. And every time we see something on TV about some kid going home and getting a gun and coming back to school and killing people.
Right.
I would like to initiate our resources, our resource officers at each of the schools to be more alert and watching the kids that are being picked on or ones that are being singled out and make friends with that child and bring him some comfort to where he does not feel like he's being singled out and being bullied, and have our resource officers be their friend, be their big brother.
So why don't we actually talk for a minute about the actual police department, the Morgan County, as to how you see it's being run right now. So why don't you tell me what you plan on changing inside that office?
First of all, I believe the sheriff's office should be not at the jail. It needs to be at the courthouse. You need to have an open door policy 1 or 2 days a week that people can come in and talk to the sheriff. That's a good way of finding out what's going on in your community. I think the sheriff should have, I would suggest if I get in, to have an open talk show like this right here where they could call in and the public can vent about the drugs abuses being in the county. And then you'll find out a lot of things that's going on in your community.
Robert, you'd have so many phone calls.
I know.
It would be unbelievable.
But also, another thing is about Mr. Milton did say something about the corruption that's inside the sheriff's department. I would be a firm believer of having an outside entity come in and be an overseer of all the different money pies that the sheriff would have an opportunity to take advantage of and have an oversight committee to keep an eye on that. And I don't think $150,000 worth of inmate food funds should be invested in on a local car dealership.
Well, I mean, I read it last week, but I think it was actually the article that I read was covering several different counties of the very same thing, talking about the sheriff's buying maybe Hardee's biscuits and then pocketing the rest. Now, granted, I don't know that that's a fact, but a lot of people are complaining that that's what's going on.
Well, there's a lot of things that a sheriff is responsible for, and we could spend all day long talking about it. But I just want to let everybody know that I will be a person for the people, and I'm not going there and want to start taking money and putting it in my pocket at the end of the year to walk home with. I believe the sheriff has a budget to go by, And I believe they have a salary that they get paid for, and that should be it. And taking the extra money home at the end of the year because it's left over, that should be invested in back into the jailers' equipment, training, better training for your county deputies. There's all kinds. The FBI is opening up a new training facility at Redstone Arsenal. It's going to be a multi-million dollar facility. I would love to see some of the local county sheriff's departments, the deputies, be able to go to this FBI training facility and get advanced training.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
And equipment. If you have $150,000 left over at the end of the year, buy equipment that's needed equipment for the jailers or for your deputy sheriffs.
Look, I'm all about a bulletproof vest, and I guarantee you them things are high.
Absolutely.
I bet they are. All right, look, Milton, we're trying to give you a little bit of airtime over here. Do you have anything else that you want to say about Robert and his push for the campaign?
He's always been a strong community person. There's thousands of his Cry students. He has a very successful children's program called Master Claws. That's a stranger danger awareness. I think he has a lot of interesting ideas on how to deal with at-risk children in schools and how the sheriff can get involved with that.
Awesome. So when's the big vote?
June the 5th.
June the 5th.
June the 5th, and there's six people running, so it'll probably be a runoff unless one person wins 51% of the votes. And I hope it is. I hope it's me. I hope I win 51% of the votes and there's no runoff.
Look, Robert may take 75% of the vote, and we're done. We're done. and how long does it take you to actually take office if you actually win?
I'm not for sure whenever it does come about. I just know that June the 5th will be the first part of the election, and then November is the finals.
Now, the current sheriff, how many terms has he served? Is it just one?
It's a she.
She? Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't
know. Current sheriff is a female, and I think this is her second term going into it, and I believe that she is. I'm not going to say nothing about her because I'm not.
Oh, no, I'm not asking you that. I was just asking how long she's been in office.
She's been in, I think this is her second term.
Okay. Because, you know, some of your smaller towns that you can go to, you'll have a sheriff in there for years.
Yes.
Years.
There's a lot of money that the sheriff is over that needs to be controlled better. You have 20,000 gun permits at $20 a pop, which is $400,000 that the sheriff's over.
Wow.
You have the inmate food fund. You have your canteen, which I know personally out of where the state facility that I work at, we bring in $1.2 million a year off our canteen, and we don't sell cigarettes. And I know that the county jails do sell e-cigarettes, which is their budget. They make a whole lot more than what we do.
Right.
And that's a lot of money for one person to be over.
It is. That is a lot of money. Well, I wish you luck. And I hope you can go in there and turn things around the way that you want it turned around. And, you know, my main thing for every politician is when you go to work every day, you work for the public.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's the way it should be. When you're an elected official, no matter what you're doing, you do it for the people.
People ask me what my main job is where I work at is the community, secure custody and control. I'm there to protect our civilians.
Exactly. You know, it's too bad we don't have a U.S. government that does that, but oh well.
Well, maybe when
don't get me on politics.
And I would like to extend an invitation from Melvin between now and June. If you would come in and be on Understanding the Law, he wanted me to personally ask you if you would come back and be on that program with him.
Absolutely. I'd love to do it, Mr. Milton. We'd come up here and we'd talk.
Sounds like fun.
And we'll lay it around the law a little bit more. Of course, with Melvin in the room, with you, it kind of brings a different advantage of types of corruption and them types of things.
I want to leave with this one story that I heard, and this hits close to home. One kid one day was walking home from school with a bunch of books in his hand, and he was the geek of the school. And a bunch of bullies was bullying him and knocked the books out of his hand, and one of the local football players, which was a quarterback, went and helped him pick the books up, and helped him carry the books to his house. Well, the next day, the football player seen the geek walking home again, so he starts walking with him every afternoon. They come, best friends. The geek become very popular, very smart. He was a borderline genius. And he was valedictorian of the school. And the day that he gave his speech, he said, "I'm going to tell you about this boy carrying his books home one day. He was on his way home to kill himself because nobody liked him. But this one guy came up and befriended him and helped him."
That's incredible.
That's incredible. So what does it take for one person to say something nice to somebody and do something nice?
Exactly.
To change that person's life?
Exactly.
Because that kid could have been going home not to kill himself. He could have been going home to get a gun to come back and kill somebody
exactly
else.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Well, let me tell you something. It's been fun having you in the studio.
Thank you very much.
And you're welcome to come back on the Big D Radio Show anytime you want to. Bring Milton. Milton, you bring pizza when you come, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
Now, you know, as cops, we got to bring donuts.
Look.
I want the donuts.
Lemon-filled jelly donuts. That's my favorite.
I'm a Bismarck girl.
And we will have you on Understanding the Law with Coleman attorney Melvin Hasten pretty soon. And we'll talk politics. We'll talk about the sheriff's office. And we'll get your...
Hey, I got to give a shout-out to Melvin Hasten. His son just got his black belt last week from me.
Yes, he did.
Melvin Hasten, congratulations on your son.
Look, I don't know if I could get a white belt. That's how bad I am.
He was in here hanging out with us a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, he was. He was hanging out with us.
Melvin... And Gene Simmons.
Yes. Look, we're all KISS fans up here, Robert. Oh, we are all KISS fans. We love KISS, by the way. And the Rolling Stones.
He surprised us one day.
He comes walking
in.
He
didn't say anything to Daryl.
He walks in and Gene Simmons.
Yes, he did.
Hey, he looks awesome. His whole family. Did you see his pictures of his whole family?
Yes,
his whole family dresses up and
looked awesome.
They catch every KISS concert there is.
Robert Claraday, Milton Yarbrough. They'll be back in studio here pretty soon. Thanks, guys, for being on the radio. This is the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5. We are Coleman's Independent Radio.
You know I can't let you slide through my hands.
Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill.
Woo-hoo!
Hey, we're not kidding. Seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today, or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's Independent Radio.
The third annual Coleman EMS 911 Chili Cook-Off benefiting Saving Forgotten Warriors is coming up Saturday, February 10th from 11 until 4. This event is a time where those who serve our community can come together for friendly competition and meet the people of the community that they serve. Registration fee is only $10 and open to all law enforcement, firefighters, EMS personnel, and dispatchers. Everyone is welcome to attend and vote for your favorite chili. It's the third annual Coleman EMS 911 Chili Cook-Off, benefiting Saving Forgotten Warriors, Saturday, February 10th from 11 until 4. To register or for more information, call 256-595-4135. 256-595-4135. Don't miss the third annual Coleman EMS 911 Chili Cook-Off, benefiting Saving Forgotten Warriors, Saturday, February 10th from 11 until 4.
Hey guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Welcome back to the Big D Radio Show. Bay Brook is in studio with her guitar. Now she's really going to start strumming. So, hey, look, she surprised me with some Rolling Stones.
Yep.
I'm ready for that.
You know what song
she sounds pretty good, too, except that's not her yet.
That's not her. That was actually Mick Jagger just then. But
it used to be pretty good. I think it got a little bit older now.
What's he like, 82, 92, 102?
Has he announced his last, tour yet, like Elton John has?
Oh, yeah. And and I heard somebody say the other day that Elton John was going to hit like 200 cities or 300 cities. Is it taking 3 years?
I want to spend more time with my family, so I'm going to tour for 3 more years, then I'm done.
Yeah, then I'm done. Look, I love Elton John, by the way.
Oh, he's phenomenal. Absolutely.
Oh, I love Elton John. I watch his videos all the time. Mm. What a man. What a voice.
Yeah.
Love Elton John. So, what Rolling Stones are you going to play?
Gimme Shelter.
Ooh, I love that one, by the way. Ladies and gentlemen, Bay Brook.
I'm gonna fade away, I'm gonna fade away. Oh, children, it's just a shadow way, it's just a shadow way. Oh, children, it's just a shadow way, it's just a shadow way. Oh, the fire's sweeping our very street today. Our very street today burns like a record carpet. My boy, it's lost its way. Oh, it's lost its way. Oh, children, it's just a shot away. It's just a shot away. Oh, children, it's just a shot away. It's just a shot away. It's just a shot away. Rape, murder. It's just a shot away. Whoa, children. It's just a shot away. It's just a shot away. Rape, murder. It's just a shot away. 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 It's just a kiss away. It's just a kiss away. It's just a kiss away. Oh. It's just a shot away. It's just a shot away. Oh.
Hey, Jay, I think she plays the guitar better than Keith Richards. What do you think?
Quite possibly.
Oh, me. All Bay needs is a cigarette hanging out of her guitar string. It should be just like him.
Oh, my gosh.
By the way, I seen the Rolling Stones one time only, and they are probably... I seen them live in concert.
Oh,
1994 Legion Field, the Voodoo Lounge Tour, and it was incredible. Now, granted, I was on the other end of the stadium, and I don't even know what Legion Field holds. Honestly, I don't know, 40, 50,000 people, and probably at least 40,000 were smoking marijuana. And you think I'm kidding, but I'm not. I mean, the very next day on the Birmingham News, they actually said 98% of the people were smoking marijuana. And there was cops everywhere, and they just watched everybody smoke marijuana. I mean, they didn't say nothing to nobody. But, oh, my goodness, what an incredible concert that was. So that was a dream come true for me to see the Rolling Stones live in concert. So you got to remember, a few weeks before me going to the concert, I'm telling my wonderful, wonderful grandmother, God rest her soul, that I was going to go see the Rolling Stones, and she, in her grandma voice, said, "Daryl, I saw the Rolling Stones the first time they ever come to Birmingham in 1968. I said, "No, you didn't, Grandma." She said, "Yeah, I did." Oh, and I'm like, "Oh my God, my grandma was a rocker in '68, watching the Rolling Stones." How awesome is that? Wow. So we got Santana coming up next.
Yeah, that's Santana and Everlast. Put Your Lights On.
Let's do it.
Yeah, Mommy used to sing this song to me when I was little. I loved it. Hey now, all you sinners, put your lights on, put your lights on. Say hey now, all you lovers, put your lights on, put your lights on. Hey now, all you killers, put your lights on, you better put your lights on. There's a monster under my bed, whispering in my ear. There's an angel with a hand on my head, hand on my head. I said you got nothing to fear. Nothing to fear. And now, all you sinners, put your lights on, put your lights on. I said, now, hey now, put your lights on, you better put your lights on. Oh, no. Ooh, yeah, yeah. Put your lights on. There's a monster under my bed, whispering in my ear. An angel with a hand on my head, hand on my head. I said you got nothing to fear, nothing to fear. It shine like salt, yeah. La 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 la. La 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 la, yeah. Ah, singing la 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 la. Oh, here now.
Wow, that's incredible. Santana in a way that I've never heard it before, that's for sure.
Really?
That was awesome. All right, so look, while I was sitting here listening, I come up with a good idea. And so look, this is really going to blow y'all socks away and your EBT cards out of your pockets.
Back at it.
Look, I can't help it. Look, I have not promoted. I haven't. Yeah, the butt-naked candle. I have not promoted them tonight yet. Bay Brook is brought to you by the Butt Naked Candle Company. We are one crack above the competition.
Oh, my God.
You know that's funny. That's funny as Hades. So, look, check it out. So, here's my brainstorm, and I think y'all are going to love it. So we're going to do some backdoor conversations, and so this is what I'm going to set up. You're going to do a duet with Wes Brown live at the concert.
Yes. Ooh, okay.
How awesome would that be?
That would be cool.
I'm on the horn.
So, yeah. So we're going to get in touch with Wes Brown, talk to him sometime this weekend or something. And it'd be cool if you'd like just come over or something. We'll let you talk to Wes Brown.
Okay.
And y'all figure cool. Y'all figure out a song that y'all can do a duet together. How awesome would that be?
That would be awesome.
That would be.
That would be so cool. Yeah. Open up for it.
That's what he said. I don't know how the Oscars lineup going yet, but I'll definitely put
him
in the
spot. Oh, me. What's he think he is? Some kind of superstar trying to tell me how to run my concert? I'm just messing. Yeah, I think that would be really cool. So,
you gonna let her sing one more?
Oh Lord, we've got 4 minutes. Of course, you know, I think I'd like to hear some Jewel, but you play whatever you want. I don't care. There's no pressure.
I played last week.
You play whatever you want. Here's another treat, ladies and gentlemen.
Live their life, you know, they're on TV. They think they're better than you, and you agree. He says, hold your calls behind the curve across the stairs. Come here, boy, there ain't nothing for free. Another doctor's bill, a lawyer's bill, another cute, cheap thrill. You know, you love them if you put them in your will, but we'll save your soul. When it comes to flower now, we'll save your soul. After those lies you told, boy, we'll save your soul. If you won't save your own, won't lie, da 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 da. You try to hustle them, try to bust them, try to curse them. The cops want someone to bust down on Orleans Avenue. Another day, another dollar, another war, another tower went up where the homeless have the homes. So we prayed a minute to pray our gods our flowers, but we call religion a friend. So word about saving our soul, pray to God will take his toll, but we forget to begin. We'll save your soul when it comes to flower now. We'll save your soul after those lies you told, boy. We'll save your soul if you can't save your own. La da 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 da.
Bay Brook will be live tomorrow night. Cat Daddy Barbecue in Bremen. Bring your $20 bills, your $100 bills, because she does not want ones thrown in that tip jar. She needs lots of money like Big D does. So check her out tomorrow night. She starts at 6 p.m., probably be hanging out to about 9 p.m. And enjoy some of that wonderful barbecue at Cat Daddy Barbecue. You can catch Triple Threat next Tuesday night. Little D, Big D, Coleman attorney Melvin Haston on understanding the law. Next 30. I never do it. You think I've been breaking out my card, getting some alcohol or something. Next Thursday on the Big D Radio Show, they will be back along with several other guests, and I don't know who they are, but I will know Thursday as soon as I walk in the studio.
Surprise.
April 21st, Jam Fest 2018, Camp Liberty, Battleground, Alabama. General admission, $10. It's cheap. You're going to come out. You're going to see some fine entertainment. Nashville recording artist Wes Brown is going to be singing with Babe Rook. And, wow, that's going to be like Donnie and Marie. Little country, little rock and roll. No, you're both country. No, you can be rock and roll. He can be country, can he? Do you know who Donnie Marie Osmond is, by the way? Mom, what's up with that? I'm not going to explain. Sometimes you'll see her on TV doing, what does she do? Weight Watchers?
Nutrisystem.
Okay. Sorry.
I
oh, my goodness. You are young. I know. I thought everybody knew Donnie and Marie, though. Look, when I was a kid, I watched them every Friday night. I know I'm old, but that's okay.
I got an old song.
Camp Liberty, April 21st. It's going to be a blast. We got all kinds of musicians coming up and solo acts. Man, Big D is bringing out the entire light show from Cosmic Sound DJ Entertainment, and I'm going to light that stage up like you would not believe. So it's going to be fun. April 21st. We're going to have a good time. Real quick, we're going to say a quick prayer before we get out of here. Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you for your presence in our life, God. We thank you for Jesus Christ, and we just ask that you guide us and lead us in your direction, Father. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. God bless you, and God bless America. We'll see you next time.
No longer new, but still all Coleman. We are Coleman's independent radio station, Live 95, WRJMLP, Coleman.